In the late 70s, Ridley Scott created two iconic characters, the alien and Ellen Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver. Ripley was the first female character to tackle a monster on the large screen. The role continued in the 80s and the 90s.
Get away from her, you bitch!
In James Cameron's sequel, Aliens, Ripley saves a little girl from the alien's jaws. Her maternal instincts match those of the alien queen protecting her eggs. It's a fight to the end. In Alien 3, Ripley dies as she's about to spawn an alien baby through her ribcage. She kills herself, taking her monstrous offspring along. The trilogy was groundbreaking. From then on, women in film no longer cowered before physically superior adversaries. But although Ridley Scott's female survivalist is no longer novel, she still holds power over audiences, says Nomira Pass, who plays Elizabeth Shaw, the main character in Prometheus.
She becomes a survivor and she kind of changes into a trooper and a warrior, a typical Ridley heroine.
In the film, Elizabeth Shaw is an archaeologist. During excavations, she finds evidence that humans have been genetically engineered by extraterrestrials. Her findings inspire a mission in search of humanity's creators. They land on the planet where the first alien film took place.
We're all here because of a map you two kids found in a cave.
Not a map. An invitation.
From whom?
But in Prometheus, Ridley Scott does not follow the same pattern as in the previous alien films. This one is cerebral and questions the theory of evolution.
You think we wasted our time coming here, don't you?
Your question depends on me understanding what you hope to achieve by coming here.
What we hope to achieve was to meet our makers, to get answers. Why they even made us in the first place.
The filmmaker says Prometheus stands on its own.
I think we've tackled a lot of new ground, which opened up the door to a kind of different form of thinking. Get bolder, get braver, dare to talk about who made us and who made them.
But the film is not matching the success of its predecessors. Although its special effects are superior and it's in 3D, Ridley Scott's spiritual search goes awry and the plot meanders. Already, while waiting to watch the film, some young movie fans expressed skepticism over what they were about to see.
I think the expectations would be different if you're going and inspecting a second alien. I think you might be a little disappointed.
I expect to be blown away. And if I'm not blown away, I want my money back.
I'm going in with absolutely no expectations. I mean, I try to do it with any movie I see.
The film has not been greeted as enthusiastically as was expected. Ridley Scott may have been undermined by his own genius. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.